the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And we're riding a heater, Lundy. In college basketball, yesterday was a glorious day at betting. I was up at FTN Bets, I want to say like a dozen units. Like, it was one of the better days I've had the entire year. Basketball, really from sunup to sundown, especially if you live out west. You roll out of bed, you get the bacon, the eggs, you got some ball, and it didn't end until after midnight Pacific time. Ridiculous. So, in honor of that yesterday, let's continue to make sure the flame is burning brightly and hot, Lundy. And I got some early bird worms going to toss out there for those of you that are consuming this podcast immediately as we have published it. Some games that I like in the earlier slates. Give me Nevada +8.5 against San Diego State. I think it's just too many points. Nevada playing great ball. San Diego State lucky to get away from Wyoming in their hot three-point shooting yesterday with a W. I think they have the size of the Wolfpack to try to match San Diego State's size in the interior, prevent a lot of those second-chance opportunities. Love me some Purdue today. Fading the living daylights out of Ohio State, who nearly blew a dozen-point lead with just seconds and barely minutes to go in the Big Ten Conference Tournament. Purdue at +1.5, I think, is a gift from the gambling gods. This has been one of the more consistent teams here down the stretch. I think Zach Edey, Trevion Williams are going to feast on that soft underbelly of Ohio State's defense. And here's a little three-leg moneyline parlay. And our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook, if you haven't utilized it yet, you can get a 25% odds boost on a three-legger right now. So I'm going to go straight moneyline, meaning they just need to win straight up Michigan, Bama, Wichita State to start the day. All three of those hit. Get the W. It's +117 on Bray. Let's stay sizzling on this Friday.
I'll stay sizzling with you, but tell you what, Brad, I'm going to throw a bonus in there and cool things off on the ice. Give me a two-leg parlay tonight in the NHL. I will take Minnesota on the money line, and I will take St. Louis on the money line. I'll put that together, turn it into a +193. So if you're just tired of listening to Brad and his big bouncing ball head talk about hoops, I can get you hooked up on the ice. Let's talk about those Wild and Blues. Arizona, by the way, taking on Minnesota. They're about to play their fifth game in 8 days. Yes, fade the living daylights out of Arizona and go with Minnesota because those guys are tired.
Yeah, good call there. It's all about diversifying the sports betting portfolio here, Lundy. So that's very smart by you, working in some NHL selections. Look, if you want to bet on the puck, you want to bet on the ball, anything else, do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And look, it's that time of the year again. Conference tournaments are well underway, and bubble teams are making their final push. Talking about you, Colorado State and Utah State, for a bid with the top seeds, and really they're also preparing too to make a deep long run here in March. And DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog and you could win $256 if they win. It's that simple. That's right. Bet $4 on a dog and select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256 and the bank is wide open. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up. And when you do, you can turn $4 into $256. That's right. You could turn $4 into $256 betting on an underdog of your choosing if they pull off the upset. That's code FTN to turn four buckaroos into $256 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana. 1-800-9-WITH-IT. On this Freaky Friday, let's get to it with the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, let's go ahead and start things off. And the SEC tournament between Missouri and Arkansas, the Arkansas Razorbacks. Woo, pig suey! That's what I'm going to be screaming and shouting because I think they're going to cover this at -4, Lundy. Arkansas 9-2 against the spread in its last 11 contests. And this team in its last five games, the number one overall team in terms of per possession efficiency in the SEC. 1.155 points per possession scored, giving up just 0.915 points per possession during that time span. They're all about the drive and contact game. This is a team that gets to the line early and often and cashes in, cha-ching, on those freebies, netting 75.5% in SEC play, and they're shooting over 54% inside the arc. Now, the regular season, they split with Mizzou. They won at their place, 81-68, and then turned around and lost 86-81. So it was a split in terms of, you know, teams going to their place, stealing a victory, and then returning the favor the other way around. But I think the third time here in this rubber match will be decided by the Moody Magic. Moses Moody has got a magic wand. He's a Dumbledore of sorts, a wizard with the ball in his hands. He scored 24 points or more in three of his last four games. Stretch the D to the perimeter, battle on the glass, and the Razorbacks, those Hogs, they're going to be scurrying to a cover. So give me Arkansas -4. Fade or follow.
I like this one on the rubber match type of things. You know, we've seen a lot of these tournament games, Brad, and we talked about it over the course of the last couple of days of the pod, where we've had teams that are trying to win for the third time of the season, right? And we know that that's not easy to do. But in this one, because they've already split, I think Arkansas knows what to do. I like your call about trying to get to the free throw line, force Mizzou to make some stupid fouls, get to the line, get those free points. I think Arkansas can do that. I don't think 4 points is nearly enough in this one. I think they handily cover and take care of the Tigers.
Go Hog Wild with Eric Musselman's Arkansas Razorbacks.
#4.
All right, let's go out to the Big East and really a conference tournament. It's been a bit upside down. Villanova is out. Some other top seeds got bounced early on. Providence being one of them, which lost me a ton of cash. But we got a colossal matchup in that Big East conference tournament between the UConn Huskies, really surging UConn Huskies, going up against the Creighton Blue Jays. And I'm going to mush and feed those dogs a box of milk bones. Give me UConn +1 in this one, Lundy. And I understand that people might have said, well, is James Book not going to play? Last time I saw him, he was being carried out of the hallway to the locker room yesterday in that thrashing against DePaul. Well, it was just cramps. He's going to be fine. Probably, you know, drowned a ton of Pedialyte, got it into his system. Should be good to go. Ate a few bananas as well. Get that potassium level up. He will play today for Danny Hurley's club. And my goodness, this is one of the most dangerous teams in the country right now. UConn firing on all cylinders. 1.221 points per possession for the last seven games, giving up just 0.899 points per possession. And they're more than just Book Knight. You got Sanogo, you got Whaley, you got Martin. Those guys really get after it on the offensive glass. One of the best second chance dance teams in all of college basketball. Now, Creighton, no slouches. They got a bevy of dudes that get buckets. Love their floor spacing within this McDermott offense. And this is one of the better defensive teams under Greg McDermott that we've seen. They're inside the top 50 in adjusted defensive efficiency. But UConn, 14-3-1, Lundy, against the spread in conference games. They're covering machines. And I'm going to continue to fuel that machine. Again, give me the Huskies +1. Fade or follow.
Getting hot at the right time, and I loved your call on the offensive glass because UConn, one of the best teams in the country on that, getting an offensive rebound close to 38% of their opportunities. Creighton, on the other hand, one and done, man. If they don't make the shot, they are not pulling down boards. The Huskies can control the paint. They can get the second chance opportunities, get those quick putbacks, maybe even the and one, get them to the line. But most important out of this pick, I have been writing down Brad's cures for muscle cramps. Bananas. Pedialyte, yep. Spoken like a man who's got some experience. So I hope UConn's paying attention because Brad's got the way to get you healthy and get the win.
That's right. Hydrate, y'all. It's going to be a long day.
Number three.
All right, moving on to the MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day in the NBA presented by, you guessed it, MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there right now and have an MKFing good time with all of your favorite player props. It's just you against the house. Stringing together those player props in packs of two all the way up to six. The more you hit on the over, the under, the more or less, the more cash you stuff into your pockets at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And use promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you do, you get a free $5 game on the house only at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And let's go to the Utah Jazz and let's talk about a player that, you know, doesn't really get the headlines, you know, compared to Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert. What about Bojan Bogdanovic? I think he is going to hit over 2.5 threes in the matchup against the Houston Rockets. Lundy Bogdanovic has been over this number in 5 of his last 7 games, and a player that should be able to tee off. Now, Houston ranks middle of the pack in terms of three-point percentage D, giving up 36.9% on the season. But according to the FTN Daily Advanced EVP tool, this is the third-best matchup for a shooting guard. And Bogdanovic is a guy that steps out and takes right around those 6 trays per game, averaging 2.7 makes per game on the year. So that is actually over the proposed total. Ride the hot hand of Bogdanovic and the Utah Jazz, who've been covering machines in their own right this season against those a feeble Rocket. So again, Bogdanovic over 2.5 made trays. Fade or follow?
I will follow on this one as well, because the volume is there. As you said, he's making 2.7 a game. He's averaging 6.7 attempts per game. He's shooting them at about a 40% clip over the course of the season. So if he gets rolling, he's going to keep rolling. 5 out of the last 7, as you said. But you follow the volume when you're talking about made threes. These are the fun player props you can dig into. It's like I was talking about earlier this week when we were doing the player props in the NHL, talking about shots on goal. Just follow that volume. The guys that like to pepper the net on the ice, same thing with the guys that like to shoot from outside the arc. And then you just hope that you get on a kind of a nice roll. And as you said, he's been making them at a pretty good clip. So I'll take it. I will follow over in this one. Good matchup, good opportunity. Just need him to make it rain.
Whole lot of smooth jazz for Bogdanovic.
Number two.
All right, let's talk about my University of Illinois Fighting Illini, and I'm going to try to speak as objectively as I possibly can. Okay, that's a lie. But I am taking Illinois -7.5 against the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Remember, this is Illinois' first game in the Big Ten Conference Tournament, because they are one of 4 teams fortunate enough to have a double bye. And I understand that Illinois lost to Rutgers, but that was way back in December. It was before Christmas. It was a 91-88 loss inside the rack in Piscataway, New Jersey. In that game, Rutgers 25-36 at the free throw line, which is really uncharacteristic for them because they're only shooting 62.7% at the charity stripe on the season. Rutgers was also 8 of 20 from downtown in that game. And look, they have lost that 3-point stroke, especially Ron Harper Jr. A lot of inconsistency outside for this Scarlet Knights team. In fact, their last 6 games, Lundy, 3rd worst in the Big Ten when it comes to putting ball through basket with 1.004 points per possession. They're only netting 28.1% over that span from along the arc, and number 268 in the nation in effective field goal percentage offense. Illinois, meanwhile, well, they have been consistency kings with Kofi Coburn, the Batman masked Io DeSumo. Andre Curbelo has really stepped up here down the stretch. Illinois, over their last 7 games, number 11 in offensive efficiency in the country, number 11 in defensive efficiency as well. Beautifully balanced. They are only one of 4 teams inside the top 10 in offensive and defensive efficiency on this season. So the Illini, I-L-L, will spell out M-O-N-E-Y, 9-3, their last 12 games, ATS. I think they will cover the 7.5 and likely with ease. Fade or follow?
I agree. They are going to cover this one without problem. They've covered their last 4 games in a row, including 3 of them on the road. And I need to remind you, Rutgers about 2 weeks ago lost to Nebraska by 21.
Right.
They didn't just lose. They got their ass kicked,
yeah,
Brad, by the Huskers.
Down the floor.
And I just think that some of that is going to continue. I don't think Rutgers is going to be able to hang with Illinois. I know you're trying to maintain as much objectivity as possible, but I think this is an easy roll schedule for the Fighting Illini moving on after having the double bye.
Yeah, the orange and blue should make you some cash money.
Number one.
All right, last and certainly not least, let's talk about one of the hottest teams in the country, and it's not the Baylor Bears, it's their opponent, Oklahoma State, the Fighting Cade Cunninghams. Too many points here, Lundy. I'm going to take the 9 with the Cowboys against Baylor and the third matchup between these two teams on the season. And Baylor won the first two, and they won it by, you know, covering this proposed spread. They won by 15 in the first and 11 in the second. But I think Oklahoma State's going to push them to the brink. You know, Baylor really was sleepwalking through that Kansas State game yesterday. Very oddly, a very meek, inferior, a terrible Kansas State team. And if that effort shows up today against Cunningham and company, they could get outright beaten in this game. The Cowboys have won 7 of their last 8, and they're more than just Cade. It's Avery Anderson, it's Likely, it's Williams, it's the Boones. You know, you look at OSU in their last 7 games, just 0.913 points per possession allowed. And, you know, similar we were talking about with UConn, a lot of second chance dances for them as well. Over that 7 game stretch, they've generated offensive rebound on 34.4% of their possessions, which is an advantageous area against this matchup zone of Baylor. So pressure the perimeter because Baylor's guards are extraordinary. Reduce the turnovers. I think Oklahoma State will score the cover in a game that could come down to the final moments and maybe another March spectacular and a buzzer beater. So give me OK State plus 9, 11 the Pokes against the Bears.
5 for 5 on a freaky Friday. I'll follow you on this one as well, because I do think the Cowboys can hang with them. You go back and look at when they played, about a week and some change ago, and Baylor shot nearly 51% from the field. I don't think that's going to happen again. I think Oklahoma State can step up. I think Baylor has shown some vulnerabilities, and I think the Cowboys are red freaking hot right now at the exact right time, much as you said we were talking about with UConn. So to me, too many points, and keep an eye on it, folks, and jump on it, because the line opened at 8.5. It's already up to 9. There are there's some extra points being thrown around out there, so keep an eye on it at DK Sportsbook.
Yeah, it could be a fun one, too, if you want to pack in a little alt-line action and boost that number up even higher. Maybe match it with Illinois, like minus, 5.5, something like that. Get seduced by the juice. You know, just toss that out there as a strategic move to maybe make some more money.
I don't know, Jim.
And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out our NCAA tournament scouting guide hitting virtual shelves on Monday. Comes in a PDF. It's going to be a full breakdown, all 68 teams, pluses, minuses, player to watch, and an outlook that are in the NCAA tournament. And it's only $7.99. Pre-order your copy today right now at ftnbets.com/pricing. That's ftnbets.com/pricing. And as always, until next time, fade or follow, that is up to you.
Fade the noise.